You know, we have less than 1% of all of our population serving in uniform, protecting the other 99%. And we do a very good job of training them on how to conduct operations and those kinds of things, how to get into the field, how to survive. But we have not, over the years, done a very, very good job of taking care of families, in particular the children. And when you lose a parent for a year, it really it's a tremendous hole in you. And so there are various ways that we can help. And this is one of them. This is called Operation Military Kids. It's a fairly new program. And it's a consortium of the 4-H actually sort of took the lead on this. 4-H is a tremendous program. John's kids, all three of them were in 4-H.
And when you say John, that's Senator Bozeman.
Senator Bozeman, yes. Yeah. In fact, they really used to get upset with him because they would show Hereford cattle and they'd go down to Texas in August and they'd wake up in the morning. It'd be 8 in the morning. They'd look up at the clock, at the temperature of the bank. It's 110 and they're going to show their cattle and they go, this is vacation. But anyway, and so 4-H has coupled in with, in this case, University of Arkansas Extension Service and the Department of Defense and American Legion. And put together one-day and three-day retreats throughout the state. And what it is they're trying to locate kids, in this particular case on this metro camp, 9 to 12 years old. And the one that's coming up in northwest Arkansas is on the 25th through the 27th of March at Mount Sequoia. The whole cost per family is $5 registration, but the Department of Defense pretty much takes care of all the rest. And the great thing about it is they have all sorts of activities, and they really give these kids a special time, which is important for them because they need that. It's very, very difficult. Of course, Skyping, you know, is something that it does make a difference.
It makes a difference, yeah. But it's not the same as having mom or dad there.
No, when I was in Vietnam, I ran the Mars station, and that was the radio station that you could barely hear across, and you were hit and miss. And nowadays, you do have a little bit better contact with them, but you're exactly right. It's just not having them home for the special days and things like that. So by bringing those kids together, and they don't get together a lot, believe it or not, so you're bringing kids together that are all going through the same thing. They'll have a GPS exploration. They'll go to one of the battlefields and spend a morning or an afternoon doing that. They'll go up to the Jones Center. I guess they've got some kind of a climb thing or a challenge rope. And so there are dozens of opportunities for them to get out there and confidence courses and things like that, plus just getting together. And so, as I say, it's covered by Department of Defense. What we found was we're trying to get up to 36 kids for this session. And they had to cancel it last year because they couldn't get enough kids. And I don't think that it's the fact that they're not there. They just weren't located.
Just getting the word out.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're reaching out to our schools, our counselors. We've got Greenland was looking for some kind of a program. They originally wanted to do something for sending gifts overseas. And so once I heard that that's what they wanted to do, we sort of sent some points of contact down for them to do other things. And this was one of the things that they could do in the activities. We've got Springdale working on it as well. We haven't penetrated Fayetteville yet, but that's why we're here on the radio. We really want those folks to the biggest thing is to locate the kids, and then we'll take care of the rest.
So if mom or dad are serving overseas and child's between 9 and 12?
Yeah. They would contact Maureen Rose. She's with the University of Arkansas Extension Service at 501-671-2066, 501-671-2066. 2066. And if they want to get more information regarding the program, they can simply go to www.kidsrus, standing for Kids Arkansas US, kidsrus, all one word, .org. And then hit the dog tags off to the lower right. And then that'll give them a schedule of when these activities are going to take place and all of the various things that are going to go on.